Well, on top of the troubling and ongoing COVID outbreak in Indigenous communities in far west New South Wales, now there's an unfolding disaster in Sydney's inner city. Delta is ripping through the social housing towers in the suburbs of Redfern and Waterloo. There are grave concerns for a number of Aboriginal elders from the housing estates who are in ICU. And we're hearing dozens of First Nations people from the Redfern area have also been admitted to ICU in the past few weeks. Carly Williams has more.
Tony Ames knows what it's like to lose a friend in a COVID outbreak. He lives at Redfern Towers, part of Australia's largest social housing neighbourhood in inner city Sydney. His friend died just the other day. It's not yet confirmed if it was COVID, but Tony Ames tells me he had all the symptoms.
They had a big do here for him. The tribal people had done a smoking ceremony for him, put it on Facebook for his funeral. Oh yeah, they took him back to Coonamarra, where he comes from. And buried him up there. Really, it happened so quick to him. I was always seeing him every morning. He'd come out and sit with me at up past 7, 8 o'clock. And one of the people come out and told me, "Your mate just died there last night. They took him away."
More than 3,000 people live in the Redfern Waterloo estate. The combination of high density living and the poor health of many residents makes it a high risk area for COVID. Many of the residents are Indigenous and could get very sick if they catch the virus. Nathan Moran is the CEO of the Metropolitan Aboriginal Land Council.
We do have two elders who were admitted in the evening of Thursday into the morning of Friday that we're direly concerned about from the public housing estates at Waterloo. So they went into the ICU, for instance. There are a number of our members of our community who have been in ICU, are in ICU.
COVID is spreading through the towers and health authorities are doing their best to curb it with test and vax clinics set up at the local park. Nathan Moran says it is hard to get specific data, but he knows it's affecting Indigenous people.
I'm aware of different talks and yarns around, potentially of people passing, but and neither health services reported, as I understand as of today, any passing of any Aboriginal people. But we have had passing of non-Aboriginal people in those respective health areas.
Sydney Local Health District confirmed there's been one COVID-related death across the social housing buildings during this outbreak. The death was announced on September 19. Details of infections within the buildings aren't available to PM. But in the entire suburb of Redfern, around 220 people have been diagnosed with COVID since this Delta outbreak started in June. The health district says numbers are stabilising with only one new infection today. About 63% of social housing residents in the area are vaccinated, and 70% of First Nations residents have had their jab. Nathan Moran from the Aboriginal Land Council wants to be at 90 to 100%.
I'm very concerned about the way in which when we drill down the demographics and the data we're talking about, that we're only talking those above the ages of 16 included in that percentage. I have a bit of a problem in that half my population's nearly virtually under 16, at least 40% thereabouts of our population are under 16. That just doesn't make me feel satisfied that we're in a safe position to say it's okay to reopen. I'm very concerned that, and we may open up, but we might find it's our jargons, our jalais, our children, maybe intermediately passing it on to us all.
The outbreak in Redfern Waterloo comes as Aboriginal communities in far west and western New South Wales have been ravaged by COVID. Five people have died, including one today. Nathan Moran wants everyone to know this is a disease that affects everyone, but some people even worse.
In speaking with members of the community who have fallen afoul to it, it's probably the worst experience of any flu or any illness they've ever been afflicted upon them. We know for a fact there are literally dozens of Aboriginal people who've been admitted to ICU in the period.
Metropolitan Aboriginal Land Council CEO Nathan Moran in Sydney with our reporter Carly Williams.